Storybox presents Zoe Rabbit Wants to Swap Brothers, a story written by Elise Rongott and illustrated by Jules Bentley. Zoe was fed up with her little brother Albert. He was sweet, but he did not know how to do anything. When they played football, he sucked his thumb instead of kicking the ball. When he tried to skip, he got his ears and feet all tangled up, and he was as slow as a snail on his scooter. Albert enjoyed spending all his time splashing around in the mud. It went everywhere, and everyone thought that was great, except for Zoe. "My little brother is no fun," she complained. "He is only interested in mud."
"That's normal,"
said Mummy and Daddy Rabbit.
He is only little.
Zoe sighed. Her mum and dad were always on Albert's side. But what was the use of a little brother if you couldn't play with him? So Zoe decided she was going to swap brothers. The little rabbit put up notices near her burrow.
"Swap sweet little brother for a little brother who can play. Knock on the window if you are interested."
The next morning, knock, knock, knock. Zoe opened her bedroom window and saw a long queue. Several of her forest neighbours had come to swap their little brothers. The first candidate was a big hairy wolf.
"Hello," he said. "I've brought you my little brother. He is grumpy, but he is a great football player."
The wolf stepped aside, and Zoe saw a wolf cub kicking a ball.
"Wow, terrific!"
"Do you like him?" asked the wolf. "Then give me your little brother. I will slow cook him with onions. Sweet baby rabbit stew. Delicious!"
Zoe hesitated and then said,
"Sorry, I don't want Albert to be made into a stew."
The wolf wandered off grumbling, with his little brother following him. Next, a large ogre with a big tummy said in a polite voice,
"Hello, this is my little brother. He is a bit sulky, but look how good he is at skipping."
Behind him, a little ogre was skipping very fast. Impressive.
"He is also really speedy on his scooter," added the ogre. "What do you think? So where is Albert? I'll pop him in the food mixer. Sweet baby rabbit burgers. Yummy. They will be so tasty with chips."
Zoe thought for a moment. Then she replied,
"No, I won't let you turn Albert into burgers."
The hungry ogre walked off with his little brother under his arm. Next, Zoe met plenty of new little brothers. In exchange, a fox wanted to roast Albert, a dragon said he would grill him, and a bear wanted to gobble him up straight away.
"No, no, no," said Zoe.
The forest neighbours were disappointed and turned to go. Poor Zoe. Swapping brothers was more difficult than she had thought. The little rabbit grumbled to herself.
"I wanted to roast
Then suddenly she heard the sound of voices. Voices of wolves, ogres, foxes, dragons and bears, as well as Albert's little voice.
"Oh, no," said Zoe in a panic. "They really are going to slow cook, mince, roast, grill and gobble up my little brother."
She hurried to the rescue. She found Albert in the middle of the clearing, splashing around in a puddle. He was handing large fistfuls of mud to all the forest neighbours.
Ha ha, mud pie, he said, laughing. But the big ogre said,
That's enough. I am really hungry, so I am going to eat this baby rabbit.
Uh-oh. When Zoe heard that, she ran over to Albert and put her arms around him.
Albert is not a snack, she shouted.
Oh, but he is, said the ogre, and maybe I'll eat you too.
The ogre opened his mouth, but suddenly Zoe had an idea. She said,
I'm not sure the wolf will agree to that. After all, he was the first in the queue.
The ogre was speechless. The wolf showed his teeth and said,
She is right. These rabbits are mine.
Zoe replied,
Actually, I think the fox is the hungriest. I can hear his tummy rumbling. Or maybe the dragon should eat us, as he is the strongest. But then the bear looks too hungry to give up his meal.
No way, me first!
They all shouted. It was chaos. The wolf, the ogre, the fox, the dragon and the bear argued, scratched each other and pulled each other's fur and ears. Meanwhile, Zoe and Albert quickly hid behind a bush.
But where have they gone? Asked the wolf.
The rabbits were shaking from head to toe. The nasty neighbours searched everywhere for them. Oh dear, they were getting close to the rabbits' hiding place. Suddenly, splat! A huge mud pie hit the wolf on his nose. Plop! A second one landed right on the fox's head.
Well done, Albert! Cried Zoe proudly.
They quickly made some more mud pies.
Wham!
One landed on the dragon's nose. Then whack on the ogre's bottom. Squish on the bear's ears.
Ah!
The neighbours ran away as fast as they could. Phew! Zoe and Albert were saved. Albert was thrilled. He danced in the mud and soon it was everywhere. Zoe burst out laughing and gave him a kiss. He was her sweet, cool little brother, up to his ears in mud, and she did not want to swap him for anything. The end.